On order every time. That's us, right?
I had a thing in the paper. I thought somebody would come because of that. But.
Just Kim.
It's Kim.
Kim, you have to talk at every public comment.
She didn't bring her husband.
Please don't. He's walking the lawn.
Are we going for a record tonight?
Here comes the public.
Here comes the public. He's a volunteer.
Oh, it's, he thinks it's training night, though.
Oh, who is this?
Reading.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
It's a training night?
What's going on?
Hello.
Training right. On how to be a person from the public.
All right, well, should we go?
Yep.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's call our meeting to order at 18:30. Steve, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Sorry, when we're all here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mark, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Marky Mark. I wonder how I am.
All right, did everybody have a chance to review the minutes from March 19th and the March 22nd workshop?
Yes.
Yep.
I vote that we approve March 19th board meeting and March 22nd workshop minutes.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Firefighter recognitions, Chief?
Nobody's here.
Okay.
Swearing in.
I got a few, but nobody's here.
All right, monthly status report.
Okay. Last year on this day, we were at 341 calls. We're up 10 calls from last year. We're at 351. That's 115 since last board meeting, still averaging four a day. We've had 8 MVAs on I-80 since our last board meeting. And that's without hardly any snow.
Yeah.
Significant events. We've had quite a few fires lately in the last month. We had a mutual aid structure fire at Farmers Insurance Building in Tooele. We had a structure fire at Morton Salt. End up being contained into one vessel. I guess they call it a vessel. But they have these big vessel-type things, and they're built with just thousands of pounds of wood. And they have to line them with stainless because it's a food grade.
Yeah.
And they were in there welding on it, and it got behind there and caught it on fire.
Oopsie.
So luckily we were able to get to that.
That was one of my first fires on the third floor. We had to pack a hose.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wait for the depot to bring that ladder down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were up there too.
Yeah.
We had a mutual aid fire at Grantsville with the J-Bill lithium battery plant. Apparently it was a malfunction. They were doing some testing, and their sprinkler systems are set off by rocket fuel. And the rocket fuel, when it set it off, caught fire. They had a small fire, ended up being contained. Everything was fine. Had a fire on 138, lost a goat barn. Guy was out doing some unauthorized burning. Wind picked up that night, lost his goat barn. Saved the goats.
Awesome.
Yeah. Structure fire just Sunday night at Howe Street. We contained it to the garage and the two vehicles in the driveway. Could have been really, really bad, but our crews, man, they got there. They got out and they knocked that thing down quick. They did a phenomenal job.
You can see the row house, those old row houses. You just go from one to the other. Yeah.
And that's exactly what it was trying to do. But they got in there, they got a quick knockdown on it. It had been in the garage burning for quite a while. And it got so hot in there and flashed. And
the sheetrock hold it?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's double layer.
Yeah,
5/8. 5/8, and it got through the first layer.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It burned through the first layer.
You're burning a while.
Yeah. So, our fire marshal went and did an investigation on it, and he did a very thorough job on it, did a really good job investigating it. Do you want to tell him kind of what your findings were on that?
Well, I'll do it on my part. How's that sound?
Okay. All right. And then we had one vehicle fire out of the Dale Recreation Area. Hmm. Contained to one vehicle, didn't get in the grass or nothing. accomplishments. Final inspection on our Type 1-3 engine. Our crews left this afternoon to go to Boise for the final inspection. So it should be, if everything is good on the truck, they should be able to have the truck here next week up to Siddons Martin. Siddons Martin will go through and do their full inspection on it, and then they will ship it here. So probably 1st of May we'll be seeing that truck sitting here.
That's quick.
Yeah. We had 4 people complete our Wildland Firefighter 1. They're just waiting on test results now. Everybody that's in the academy, they'll be doing the same thing when they're all done with the academy, right?
Yeah.
So we got 4 in there now.
Three
in the academy, so those 3 will be doing all the Wildland stuff when that's completed.
So how are we for percentage of red cards?
I don't know what the percentage is, but it's pretty high.
Good.
So we're trying to get everybody there, and we're just about there. B-Ship went to Earth the other day and with Chief and I, and we went upstairs and we cleaned house. I don't know if you guys seen pictures of that place, but upstairs is clean. They filled a full dumpster with just trash, and then we've got a full sheet of
inventory
stuff to surplus. Captain Arnold and Engineer French, they returned from FDIC on Sunday. Said they really learned a lot. Said they had just an amazing time. Said it was great. Said they did a lot of walking. So the place is huge. So they took some really good classes. Had a good time with it. So for planning, got an RFQ out to update the door systems and the camera systems. Those are due tomorrow by 3. So we'll see what we get. Completion of the fire investigator class. We've got Captain Arnold and Fire Marshal Peck. Fire Academy will be testing this Saturday for their Fire 1 and 2. Then they'll be starting hazmat ops in another week. And then we're starting driver training next week. We've contacted the Raceway, Burt Brothers Raceway or whatever it is called now. We've contacted them and we explained to them that we are not part of the county, and they've agreed to let us use their big parking lot out front for free.
Oh, nice.
So as long as we use chalk and not paint, they're totally fine. So we can be shuttling people out there, going and doing driver training, getting everybody through driver training with all the trucks. Seasonal wildland firefighter interviews will be starting tomorrow. And then they should be starting 1st of May.
How many applied?
2.
And is there 2 positions?
Yep.
I hope they're both good.
Me too.
Well, we'll find out.
Yep.
How are we doing on CDL training? Frenchie's still the only...
Frenchie's working on... He's got all the classroom stuff done. He's working on... He finished up just before he went to FDIC, and so now when he gets back from Boise, he needs to contact them and start doing the drive time. He's got to get all the drive time. And Joe LeClaire has started all of her prereqs to get in and get started on her CDL as well. So they're moving along with that. Any questions? Okay, that's all I got.
All right. Fire Marshal on 3 report.
So as Chief Brown just said, I just completed my inspector course.
Results pending.
Investigator. Investigator. Sorry, that was another one. Results pending. I think I did pretty good on it, so hopefully everything goes okay. But during that time, we had the fire at Morton Salt. I did an investigation on that, looking for a common port source of ignition and first fuels and secondary fuels. As Chief Brown stated, it was in that heavy timber area. Usually it takes a whole lot to get heavy timber going, as you guys know through your fire science. So my competent ignition source was the guy welding. My fuel source was the heavy timber, but I was missing my oxygen, right? And so to put those 3 together, we had a light breeze coming from the south that night that kind of just pushed it through and then just channeled it up in between those things. And so for 2 or 3 hours, it just sat there and blew on that fire and eroded a pretty big hole back behind there and then finally caught. The Howell Street fire was made a little bit difficult because our crew, and when Chief Brown was complimenting them, he didn't do enough. They really did a good job. The room flashed over. We had a line of demarcation at ground floor. It was hot. I figure it was about 1,700 degrees. We lost the doorknob on the back door. It was hot, hot. They had multiple fuel sources. The motorcycle had just got filled up. They had a gas can with an unknown quantity and then a propane tank with an unknown quantity of fuel. So you had at least 15 gallons, around 15 gallons of fuel in there. So it got hot. Not counting the fire load of box springs and mattress, ping pong tables, all of the ladies' totes stacked to the ceiling of all of her stuff. So my competent ignition source on that was a malfunctioning of a trickle charger for the motorcycle. The motorcycle had been leaking fuel previously for months. He would occasionally go clean it up.
Don't fix the problem, just clean it up.
Every once in a while.
That particular motorcycle has a history of, if you use ethanol gasoline, the O-rings on the junction valve erode and that leaks. So my competent ignition source was the triple charger. My first fuels were fuel, secondaries was the motorcycle itself and the gear bag that the guy brought in and sat down on the triple charger and went from there. They really did a heck of a job knocking it down. I figure about half an hour, 45 minutes of a knockdown from start to finish. Some of the photos I got, right a flashover, it was a jet coming out of that garage, and that's how we lost those two vehicles that were sitting in the driveway. It just was blowing out. So good knockdown, great job for them. We're continuing to grow. We're still seeing a ton of applications for subdivisions. The subdivision ordinance that we have in place, we have a public hearing on the 21st for it. Chief and I will go to the EOC and take our pound of flesh as they want to extract it to see how the public takes it. I think it should go fairly well. We'll kind of help, as we've talked about in the past, help the communities realize that we need a water supply. So, anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. Kim, do you want to give us the grant projects monthly report?
Yeah. So I'll start with the bad news first. So BRIC funding, we were hoping to get that for Buck, and Buck's aware that with the current administration, funding and the stuff like that is kind of shuffled around. So we're still keeping in good contact with those that are with the BRIC grant, and so they're going to let us know if there's any funding in the future, but for now it's not, so that's unfortunate, and hopefully we can figure something out. On another flip side though, I talked about CMAT funding before, congestion mitigation, air quality, and we received information that, so I put in for that we wanted to apply, and so they needed to review it, and so I'm still working. It's actually through UDOT, through Wasatch Front Regional Council. I think in the past I told you I got some for the underpass, and then the UTA Park and Ride is CMAP funding. So they want to see if we can, so Chief Brown and I talked, and I still need to work with UDOT and stuff, but they're trying to figure out what we can apply for. So we were going for the additional funding for the Type 1 3, but it's upwards of $450,000. So with growing and needing a ladder truck, We might see if we can go for the ladder truck instead. So we need to work out what's allowed through the congestion mitigation stuff. So it's just for air quality. So if we bought an engine that reduced, you know, emissions in the air and showing how many trips that we take with the fire truck, then we can possibly get that. So we're just still working out the details on that, but keep fingers crossed, because yeah. That's they said they've never done funding for a vehicle before, but they don't see why not. So we're hoping there. And then I did apply for the outdoor rec grant. I don't know if I updated y'all on that. So the outdoor recreation grant, we can get funding towards rescue vehicles out for recreation out in Knowles and stuff like that. And when I applied for it, the gal that I was speaking to, she goes, "Now, don't spend the money till you sign the contract," which I thought was interesting because she kept saying that to me, and I'm like, okay, we won't. So all I did was apply, so we haven't got a notification yet if we get it. So it just sounded positive. So
yeah, that does sound
positive. I can interpret it, you know, that way, I guess. I feel like I can. So I'm interpreting that way. So fingers crossed. We're going to apply for another grant to outfit those. That is going to be from Firehouse Subs, but we can't apply for that till June. And then we're still, the WIPM funding, that is kind of back on. Jen let me know it's kind of back on with U.S. Forest Service, so she's going to keep us in the loop with that. And that is to help put stuff on the Type 13, so wildfire. So hopefully we get that. Still working on other little grant application. Lieutenant Dan Forrest Gump, Gary Sinus, is that how you say his name?
Sinus.
Yeah, so he gives out grants up to $10,000. So I think we're going to look at ballistic vests, especially when you hear what happened today where they kind of responded to what was a situation.
Possible murder-suicide.
Yeah, I hate to say that it's not, you know, not going to happen. It's just when it might happen. So hopefully we can get some ballistic vests and stuff for that.
Makes me sick to even think about that.
Right.
Was that in our area or was it in Grantsville?
It was
in Grantsville. So, yeah.
So even in my code enforcement, I'm getting put into positions that, you know, Dad and son were in an argument on the front lawn because Dad wanted to bolt the window shut and son wanted to continue to be able to sneak out. And, you know, it's like, I don't want to be in the middle of this. Where's law enforcement at? It needs to happen.
Well, we've all been to courses where we met investigators from other areas. They are essentially law enforcement. They have star badges and weapons. And that, Salt Lake County that way.
Yeah.
I know the state.
That's my next class.
State lands, sovereign lands. Their investigators are all law enforcement.
So then there's little grants that I keep applying for. State Farm we're going to apply for. I've applied for Nutella, like I said. So just other little grants that I keep applying for. State Farm, I applied for some laptops. Pieces, parts, you know, doesn't hurt to apply. Every little bit. So we'll keep trying. And then as far as I-80 response, and we're still trying to, when Chief Nunn gets back, coordinate with the state to go up and talk to them about that funding as well.
Excellent.
Any questions? Can I go let the public in?
Yeah.
Okay. He finished mowing the lawn.
Depends on who it is.
Oh, that public. All of the public? Well, it's just in time for public comment. Should we wait and see if he has a
just call him.
Since he's standing
just call out. Him. Say,
the public just finished the lawn. Now we'll move on. Bills review?
Did anybody have any questions on bills for the last month? Okay, perfect. Thank you.
No contracts review, no business, new business. Review of surplus equipment.
I provided that handout for you guys if you guys do not remember what was sent in the email.
Most of this stuff came from the CSEP era. When we got all this, the county held on to it for, you know, a few years after the CSEP was over. We ended up with it. We put it upstairs at IRTA. and it just sat, and it has never moved since.
So does the generator work?
I think it would work if it had some work
oh, okay.
done. It's this big.
Oh, it's a big one, not it's, one that you'd want to
no.
pack around
the
like stuff.
The one we used to have on 655.
Yeah.
Yep.
The three-man or pickup.
We still have that one.
Still runs.
Still runs, but it's just like that one.
What about the 3,000-gallon fluid? That's one of the skeletons. Frame on.
Yeah, it looks like a little blow up kid's swimming pool is what it looks like.
Oh, it's a big one, yeah.
Yeah, 2,000 gallons.
Yeah. Anybody else wanted it?
I don't know. It's too big. We thought about putting it on one of the trucks, but it's just.
They're hard to handle.
It's too big to carry around.
Okay. Oh, hey, look, it's time for public comment.
Nothing but good things to say, and thank you.
Okay. All right. Is anybody online except for Mark?
It's just Mark.
Okay.
Everybody's out enjoying the weather before it snows.
Okay. Action items. Resolution 2025-10, adoption of amended bylaws.
I propose that we approve adoption 2510, adoption of amended bylaws.
Seconded.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Okay. Next is resolution 2025-11, consent agenda number 10, approval of board, payroll, HR, and administrative policies that were amended at the board workshop.
I propose that we approve 2025-11, consent agenda number 10, approval of board, payroll, HR, administrative policies that were amended at our board workshop.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. All right. And then last one is declaration of surplus equipment.
And I'll propose that we declare and sell the surplus equipment.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Sorry, Mark. Any opposed? Nope. Okay. Board calendar.
Okay, April 21st at 6:30, we have the public hearing for the NTFD residential fire protection ordinance at the Twilight EOC. May 21st, board meeting. June 2nd through the 9th is the board election count filing period. June 18th is a board meeting. July 16th is another board meeting. I'm guessing all those dates work for you guys. Yep.
Okay. I think the 21st is the last day of school or graduation, but none of us have kids, I don't think. Do we? Mm-hmm. That won't interfere.
We're all that old.
Okay, I know, but I just wanted to.
Okay. Yeah. If something changes, just let us. Okay, district events. Fire Recruit Academy, January to May 2025, hosted by Tooele City Fire Department. April 18th through the 28th is Spring Dumpster Day, so they will be delivered Friday morning. And then April 21st through the 25th is the NTFD 2024 audit by Squire. May 2nd through the 3rd is the Tooele County Regional Fire School. May 6th through the 7th is Spring Chipper Days. May 16th through 17th is the Wildland Engine Academy. And then May, we have multiple school field days, dates to be announced. I will say there's been a lot of conflicts this year with the schools. So right now we only have one scheduled.
Which one?
Rose Springs.
Rose Springs, okay.
Everyone decided to have their field day on the same day. They're the ones that got in first, so they're the ones that get it.
Nice.
And that's it.
Okay.
And the Engine Academy will be held at Vernon again this year.
Okay. Great. All right. Are there any public concerns? No, you're good?
Happy camper. Thank you.
All right. Do we need a closed session?
Nope.
I don't believe so.
I don't think we do. Okay. Do you have a motion to adjourn?
All motion.
Okay. Adjourn. All in favor? Or do we guess we need a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thanks, Mark. And we are adjourned at 18:54.
Almost a record.
Almost a record.